Hello and welcome to Easton News. I'm your host, who may or may not have just seen a ghost, Joe Taft.
And I'm Jack Ryan. Today is Friday, November 10th, 2023. This year, the Veterans Day Parade will be held on November 11th at 10 a.m. at Washington Street to Main Street, followed by a Veterans Day ceremony at Veterans Memorial Park at 11 a.m. Food trucks and refreshments will be available after the ceremony.
For those of you who missed out on the Owl Prowl program back in September, now's your chance to pre-register and secure your spot. Space was sold out for the first Owl Prowl this fall, and they're anticipating more crowds again this time around. NRT educator Hannah will lead a guided hike through sheep pastures trails and help uncover the secret lives of these birds of the night. Participants will also get the chance to dissect their own owl pellet, dig through the fur and bones to discover what kind of animals the owls like to eat as well. This event will be held on Tuesday, November 28th from 6 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. For more information and to pre-register, please visit the link below.
On Monday, November 13th at 7 p.m., there will be a special town meeting. This special town meeting will cover typical fall business, including financial, zoning, capital articles, and more. For more info, please visit the town website.
November is National Novel Writing Month, and the Ames Free Library invites you to come right in. Need a spot to get away while you're working on your word count? Drop in for one or more DIY writers' retreats. They'll provide writing prompts, tools, and resources. There is no facilitator for these events, so it's up to you to decide what resources, if any, you'd like to use. Retreats will be held at the Quiset House on Mondays and Thursdays at 5:30 p.m. and Saturdays at 2 p.m. throughout the month. Can't make it to one of the retreats? Well, writers are always welcome at the Quiset House during open hours from 1 o'clock to 8 o'clock Monday through Thursday and 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Friday and Saturday.
On November 12th, the Historical Society will have an open house. This month's theme is dedicated to veterans. From 12:30 to 4:30, they will be open in the museum with vintage artifacts, refreshments, and guest speakers. The museum is located at 80 Mechanic Street in North Easton.
The Are You Okay free telephone calling service provides both peace of mind for both the individual and their family. The program provides reliable daily phone assurance and the security a person may need to maintain their independence. The program is designed for senior, disabled persons, and shut-ins living in Bristol County. The Bristol County Sheriff's Department will make a telephone call to an individual's home at approximately the same time each day. If no one answers, the Sheriff's Department will call back shortly. If no one answers the second time, the Police Department will be called immediately to check on the individual's status. Enroll at 508-994-8932 or toll-free at 888-809-8932.
Do you know an Easton resident or an organization that benefits the community? Do you or someone you know have a special talent or a skill set that you would like to show off to your community? Well, ECAT has numerous shows and segments that may be a good fit. ECAT has always represented the talent and diversity of the people of Easton, and we want to highlight you. Email info at eastoncat.org to let us know what you want to see on our channels. We want to hear from you.
Did you know that Easton is going to be turning 300 years old? It's pretty old. Well, in 2025, this great town does turn 300, and the Tricentennial Committee is putting together a celebration, and they need a logo to represent it. The Tricentennial Committee is hosting a contest for the creation of the official logo of the Easton 300 celebration. This contest is an opportunity for the community to participate in the creation of the logo to be used in promoting and celebrating the 300th anniversary of Easton in 2025. Entries must be received by November 30th, and cash prizes will be there for the winning logo. For rules and how to enter, please visit easton300.org.
The Children's Museum in Easton is off on another journey to Whoville on December 10th, 2023. Although the trip this year has stopovers in Hawaii and the North Pole, it's an all-new adventure with a tropical twist before you will meet up with the Grinch and Cindy Lou Who. Along the way, they will be reminded about the importance of kindness and generosity of spirit during this holiday season. Count on a day filled to the brim with whimsical fun featuring singing and dancing, lots of photo ops, new crafts, activities, a sweet treat, and so much more. The best part of the day, you will be an act of kindness for you to provide to children all the way across the Pacific Ocean. Tickets are $15 for each adult and $20 for each child, 1 year and up. No discount passes are accepted. Tickets are limited. No physical tickets are provided. Your name will automatically be posted on a master list. The event starts promptly at 10 a.m. and ends at 12:30 p.m. It will be held at the Easton Historical Oaks Ames Memorial Hall, just around the corner from the museum on 3 Barrow Street. It's within walking distance from the museum. The event takes place on all floors of the hall, so there is plenty of open space to keep everyone socially distanced. Limited parking is available at the Rockery, Ames Free Library, and at the municipal lot behind CME.
Don't have time to stay up and watch your favorite shows, like this one of course? Remember, ECAT has a YouTube channel. Just look up at Easton Cat TV, with the TV, of course, in Caps Lock. There, you can find all old episodes, but turn on notifications to be alerted when ECAP premieres news, features, and shows, so you won't miss out on any of our future content.
The night of the new moon is the darkest of the entire month. This darkness can be a place of fear and unknowns, but also a place of discovery and heightened awareness of the natural world around us. Let this be a time to embrace uncertainty and explore the dark woods of sheep pasture. Participants should be at least 13 years of age or older. NRT educator Tristan will lead a guided hike through sheep pasture, focused on embracing the darkness and uncertainty that we face in all of life. They'll learn how to be more comfortable and confident in unfamiliar settings and gain a better understanding of ourselves and the people around us. This program will involve some time in the darkness, no one will ever be alone, and everyone in the group will always be safe. They will be gently introducing ourselves to the dark and slowly becoming more comfortable with being outside in the dark. However, this program may not be suitable for younger children or those with an intense fear of the dark or the woods. The event will be on Monday, November 13th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. For more information, you can please visit the link below.
My Brother's Keeper invites the public to join for a joyous celebration of their newly renovated Easton facility. On November 24th, 2023, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., there will be a ribbon cutting that will begin promptly at 4, followed by an open house. RSVP is encouraged, but not required. For questions, you may contact Amanda Dean, Event Coordinator and Development Associate, at 508-297-9050 or adean@mybrotherskeeper.org.
My Brother's Keeper is also looking for individuals to adopt a family for Christmas. This Christmas, My Brother's Keeper will deliver personally selected gifts to over 3,000 families, more than 12,000 children and adults, living in 100-plus communities from the North Shore down to Fall River and Cape Cod. They will email first names, ages, and gift suggestions for each family member. They ask you to provide at least 4 new gifts per child and 2 new gifts per adult. Sponsors will drop off purchased gifts at the Easton and Dartmouth facilities. Please note that drop-off times vary depending on the date of adoption. Please closely review your family assignment for drop-off information. You can learn more at the link below.
After the break, find out who is this week's Pet of the Week.
This is Easton News.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Weinstein.
And I'm Meredith Keach.
And we're realtors.
With Coldwell Banker in Easton.
And wannabe movie stars.
Pretty much. Yep. I'd actually prefer to be a rock star.
Well, yeah.
Do not hit panic. The market is not crashing.
It smells of stardom.
Yep. It does smell like stardom in here. Yeah.
But it's very important as you age to have women friends, because women are always your support system.
Hi, I'm Ron Van Dam. I've been in radio for 3 decades now and have been doing a daily podcast-style show for a few years. But once a week, I come to the ECAT studio where they give me wine and cheese.
Hey, welcome to the program. How are you? Good to be with you. Hey, you're looking good today.
Thanks for being here. Make yourself comfortable. This won't take too long. It'll be a little bit painful for you, but in the long run, it's important for you to go through this. And I do a TV version of the podcast. I talk about what's going on in the world and in the area and give my opinions on things. That's both something to look forward to and also a warning. So tune in to see me move my mouth while I talk. Who knows? We might have something in common. Probably not, but you never know. Catch my show here, The Ron Van Dam Show, right here on ECAT.
It's The Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing.
On Sunday, November 12th at 3 p.m., Wednesday, November 15th at 2 p.m., Wednesday, November 22nd, and Sunday, November 26th at 3 p.m., Borderland State Park will have mansion tours of governors and generals. To understand a family, one must look back at previous generations. Did you know that Blanche and Oakes Ames are related to many politicians and many military war heroes? The Ames family and their relatives played a role in shaping the state of Massachusetts and the nation. First floor only, 40-minute tour for adults and older children. Please note the following. The space is limited to 15 people per tour. Please register to ensure your spot on the tour. Tours are free. Parking fees do apply. There's no photography or videography allowed inside the mansion. Meet in front of the Ames Mansion at least 5 minutes before the tour starts. Once the tour enters the mansion, latecomers will not be allowed in. First floor of the Ames Mansion is ADA accessible. For more information, you can please contact Paul at paulclifford@mass.gov.
Did you know that the town of Easton offers free blood pressure clinics every Wednesday? Well, Easton paramedics will be on hand at Frothingham Hall between 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and Parker Terrace Community Center between 12:30 p.m. till 1:30 p.m. This is a free drop-in service and no appointments are required.
Now it's time for the APCSM Pet of the Week. We have some pets that are looking for their forever homes. Let's take a look.
This big guy is Brady. Brady is a 5-year-old black lab mix. He's fun, excitable, and a very happy boy. He's neutered, vaccinated, microchipped, and he's ready to go. He's house trained and clearly loves his toys and bones. Brady is not a fan of other animals and needs a home without other dogs or cats. Brady would really love to have a forever family of his own, as he spent almost a year of his life in different shelters. Since coming to the shelter, Brady has lost about 15 pounds through diet and exercise. If you are looking for a loyal and loving best friend, look no further than Brady. To learn more about Brady, please fill out a dog adoption application on APCSM.org. Meet Buddy. Buddy is a fun-loving adult pit bull terrier who is looking for his forever home. Buddy is looking for a home where he can be a dog's dog. He would make a wonderful companion for someone who is looking to throw the ball around in the backyard or hang out on the couch. Buddy likes to talk and can get pretty excitable. He loves his walks, stuffed toys, and just curling up in a comfy spot for quiet time. Dogs like Buddy tend to spend a very long time waiting in a shelter for a home. If Buddy sounds like a good fit for you or someone you know, please share his story or fill out a dog adoption application on our website, apcsm.org. Meet Boogie and Butters. Boogie and Butters are best friends and would love to find a forever home together. Boogie and Butters are both about 3 years old and are looking for a forever home to let them live their best lives. They need a home with enough space for the two of them and enough veggies to spoil them both. If Boogie and Butters sound like the perfect pair for you, fill out a small pet adoption application on our website, apcsm.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, your 7-day forecast, still to come.
And the OA Sports are in the playoff hunt. You're watching Easton News.
Here we go.
My name is Harrison Young, and after 13 years of talk show experience, I seek to bring you the best and interviews with some of the very best guests around, including,
and here we are,
experts.
I've seen thousands of demons actually come out of the mirror one time.
Wow. Musical guests and artists.
If I say how I feel, would you really listen?
And interesting characters of all types.
I threw that kid across the classroom. I look. He didn't try that ever again.
Wow. Join me at Topic Time on your Easton cable station anytime they want to play it. And what I understand, that's quite a few times a day. And I love it.
There's a storm.
Join me, Priscilla Almquist-Olsen, to explore the town of Easton and its interesting, engaging, ordinary, and extraordinary people, and meet a smorgasbord of guests, including artists, authors, musicians, business owners, community organizations, clergy, local leaders, etc., etc., etc. Community Forum at 3 p.m. on Thursdays and 1:30 p.m. on Saturdays. See you then.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the week. It is time for your 7-day weather forecast.
This is your ECAT weekly weather forecast. The weekend for Veterans Day comes with sun, but chilly only in the 50s, so bundle up for the parade celebration. The rest of the weekend gets even cool in the 40s, but another weekend with no rain. The work week starts off on the cool side with the sun and clouds. By midweek, the temps rises and also the amount of clouds. A chilly week comes in, but we stay dry. I'm Adam Carell, and this has been your ECAT weekly weather forecast.
Unity Church of Northeastern is partnering with the Easton Food Pantry to help complete Thanksgiving dinner for those in need. On November 12th, members are making pies for the pantry. There are also opportunities to donate ingredients for the pies that are being baked, donating frozen store-bought pies, and or donating money to purchase said pies. Go to unitychurchofnortheastern.org and click on the You Can Unity Church Aiding Neighbors link on the homepage. They request volunteers to RSVP and or sign up to bring a food item at the Sign Up Genius link, of course. Folks can help out all morning from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. or just come for a half an hour if you'd like. If you have questions or want more information, please email the address below. All ages are welcome.
The Tricentennial Committee is looking for volunteers to help out in several areas. If you would like to help Easton celebrate their 300th celebration, you can email easton300@outlook.com.
The Friends of the Elderly Annual Family Thanksgiving Dinner will continue its traditional dinner for its 37th year. Local and area residents are invited for a free meal on Thanksgiving from 1 until 2:30 p.m. at the Congregational Church, 17 West Street in Mansfield, across from the South Common. This event is open to all residents in the Mansfield, Foxborough, Sharon, Norton, Easton, Plainville, Attleboro, and North Attleboro areas. Dine-in reservation is helpful, but not required. To place your reservation, please call Randy Pickus at 508-851-9141 or email randyepickus@gmail.com no later than November 17th.
Join Langwater Farm on Saturday, November 25th for a festive and creative Christmas wreath workshop at the farm led by talented local florist Laureen Holbig. Laureen is known for her artistic flair and love for her nature and organic flower farming practices. She will guide you through the process of creating your own unique Christmas wreath for the holidays. Using fresh greenery and a 14-inch basin wreath, you will learn how to bulk up and decorate your wreath with a variety of natural materials. This workshop is perfect for both beginners and experienced crafters. You will leave with a beautiful wreath to adorn your door, plus new skills that you can use for future crafting projects. Classes are 2 hours and limited to 12 participants. Don't miss out on this wonderful opportunity to kickstart your festive season in style. Please note that the class is beginning held in the greenhouse, so dress appropriately with closed-toe footwear and layers.
Every Monday in November at Bill's Pizza, 20% goes back to Blanche Elementary when you mention the Tiger Pack.
Now here's your OA Sports Recap.
Hello everybody and welcome back to your OA Sports Recap. My name is Joseph Taft and it's tourney time, so let's get into the week that was November 2nd through 8th, 2023. On Thursday, November 2nd, number 8 OA Volleyball hosted number 25 Minishog and they swept it 3-0. It was actually a closer match than the sweep would indicate as Minishog kept it close. Final results of the sets were 25-18, 25-18, and 25-19. Senior Claire O'Rourke had 16 kills and 13 digs, doing it all for the Tigers, while junior Addison Smock added 10 kills of her own. Junior Claire Cavolius had 35 assists for her team as they moved on to play number 8 Dartmouth in the round of 16.
The third touch, the high one, barely gets it over, setting up Hilliard, a great play.
On Friday, November 3rd, the number 14 Oliver Ames Tigers hosted a field hockey matchup against number 19 Malden Catholic and got the dub 3-0. Senior captain Aaron Cottom scored and senior captain goalkeeper Olivia O'Rourke and her defense recorded a playoff shutout. With that win, the Tigers advanced to play number 3 Somerset Berkeley in the round of 16.
Does. Beautiful play. Nice passing.
On Sunday, November 5th, the number 6 OA Boys Soccer hosted number 38 Chicopee Comp and were able to keep it going and win this one 3-0. This put them through to the round of 16 to take on Musconomet Regional. Credit seniors Ryan Linares, Diego Rivera, and Joey Carney as the goal scorers in this one.
We will see you then. Good job by the Oliver Ames Boys team to move on, and the girls team, and the field hockey team, and also the volleyball team. Congratulations to the ball.
We pick it back up on Tuesday, November 7th, when the Oliver Ames field hockey team traveled to Somerset Berkeley in a 14-3 matchup. In a game that many expected Somerset to run away with, the Tigers never gave up. Unfortunately, their season ended in a crushing 2-1 defeat. Head coach Alex Sylvia and her team have a lot to be proud about, but certainly will have a tough time filling the shoes of her seniors. The volleyball team got back into action against Dartmouth for their round of 16 matchup, Tuesday night at OA's Nixon Gymnasium. It was an all-time classic as both teams were evenly matched in what was an 8-9 matchup. Down 2-1, OA was able to pull off the miraculous comeback, winning this one 3-2. The set finals were as follows: 26-24 Dartmouth, 25-20 OA, 25-21 Dartmouth, with OA then winning the final two sets, 25-22 and 15-13. Yet again, as it's been all season, it was O'Rourke, Smock, Sarah Hilliard leading the way for the Tigers, with Claire Cavolius racking up 41 assists, and Rachel Fleischman played strongly, as always. They will travel to face number one Westboro in the state quarterfinals on Saturday.
Velazquez sends it out, and Oliver Ames wins the fifth set. 15-13. Crowd rushes the floor.
Finally, on Wednesday, November 8th, boys soccer hosted number 11 Musconomet. Senior Joey Carney scored not once, not twice, but three times in the match, leading the Tigers to a 3-0 win at home. As usual, it was Linares, Braden Blass, and Craig Churchill who were key players in the win. Credit Drew Hall, Diego Rivera, and the whole Tiger defense with another shutout. Former Hockomock Coach of the Year and OA soccer head coach John Barata will do his best to keep this run alive when they take on the number 3 seed in Division 2, Hingham, on Saturday for the MIAA state quarterfinals.
Foot across his face, shot on, and in the back of the net, hat trick Joey Carney. 4 goals in the playoffs, 3 tonight, and that probably puts this game to bed for the Musconomet Chieftains. Oliver Ames 3, Musconomet 0.
Meanwhile, girls soccer traveled to number 7 Melrose and battled tooth and nail. After 80 minutes, the game was still scoreless. The teams went to penalty kicks, and unfortunately, the Tigers were not able to keep up, losing this one 4-2. It was a fantastic season for the girls, as they have nothing to be ashamed of, finishing the year 13-3 and winning the Davenport. That's going to wrap up this week's OA Sports Recap. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Good luck, of course, to the boys soccer and volleyball teams as they try to cap off yet another spectacular run. All right, let's kick it back to those guys. Thank you for watching. This has been Joe Taft, and look, I know it's uncool to talk about politics at the news table, but I gotta ask, who earned your vote for president this year, Jack?
I'm Jack Ryan. I was voting for mayor yesterday. I don't know about you. Huh. This has been Easton News.
Who did I vote for?